Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The Evangelical Lutheran Church of England's Strategic Planning Day in Cambridge has come and gone. Consumed by the day-to-day of church life and the church-wide restructure, the Executive Council thought it prudent to look forward with the idea of what we should be doing together in this new structure. As Christians, the overall goal of living with Christ, centered on Christ, serving others, doesn't need too much forward planning. Well, about as much as how we forward plan our lives, because we generally live day by day and in response to those around us. As church, it can be similar. But any church building, any church project or program, any missionary support or work happening now exists because someone in the past said, "How about?" And then plans took place. A document collating the issues and the contentions will be produced for more discussion, and any implementation will be through our current or new synodical structures. The ELCE and the future ELCUK are not fiefdoms, but synods, Christians walking and working together. The Strategic Planning Day was about what we think might be the best things to do. Now, I say this as a long introduction to my experience of the day. I am someone in the know about the current ecclesial landscape, the attendances, the finances, the legal issues, the ecclesial issues of not just my congregations and missions, but of the ELCE. So when the current situation was presented across the ELCE, I was not surprised. But it was clear that some people were surprised in the "it's worse than we thought" way. We split into groups and went away and dreamed and brainstormed, then discussed everything in plenary, and went away again and tried to get some specific things down on paper that might be done, and came back for another plenary. This wasn't a decision-making day, and we didn't agree on aspects of the past, but we could all see things that would be beneficial to support and do together. The sorts of things Christians have always done. Worship, teach, serve. Because Jesus is with his people. But what struck me was the overall sentiment from many people that this was a good exercise to do. That they didn't feel so despondent. That there was hope for the future. And remember, nothing had changed. The ELCE and all the congregations and Westfield House haven't changed an iota. Nevertheless, the participants have a new perspective on what they know, where they're at, and what they do. When Peter, James, and John saw Jesus transfigured, it shaped their perspective of Jesus. We can imagine the experience, and perhaps dream of such an experience before we reach heaven, being life-changing. And yet Peter still denied Jesus. James and John scrambled out of the garden, though John follows Jesus and is with the women at the cross. And so the glorious Jesus, while not forgotten, consider the end of the first chapter of 2 Peter, is not as foundational as we might think. People want shiny things, but we are fickle and soon are looking for the next, bigger and brighter, shiny thing. What becomes life-changing for the disciples were the cross and empty tomb, the death and resurrection of Jesus. Living by faith rather than sight grounds us in our circumstance here and now, whether that be affluence or scarcity, freedom or persecution. Because following Jesus is not about success or glory as we might regard them, but about faithfulness and hope in all circumstances. Because God's word, his perspective, speaks to all circumstances. And that is what we want the world to also know and live in. A relationship following Jesus. We began the day with Matins and closed it with Vespers. God's word spoken and in song. And the day was about the earthly organization called the ELCE. And yet, walking among us, hidden to our senses, was the Lord of the Church, guiding us, reminding us that our successful or unsuccessful circumstances do not determine his presence. He is with us always, and that we can look to the future with hope and confidence. And that truth is for us personally, too. Let us pray. Almighty and loving God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for revealing your Son Jesus in glory before he suffered and died. Give us faith to recognize him as your dear Son and strengthen us to follow him, suffer with him, and live always conscious of his cross until we come to share his glory, for he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.